Tāmaki Heringa Waka, Stories of Auckland, the new exhibition at Auckland War Memorial Museum, is a new permanent gallery that chronicles Auckland's past, captures its present, and looks to the future. Over the next 4 weeks on the Pacific Days, we'll highlight some of the incredible stories that make up the rich tapestry, diversity, and culture that dissect at the gathering place of many waka. We begin this afternoon with MV Matua Interactive, a digital interactive called New Horizons. Give us a story. Melanie Rands, the daughter of Keva Low, who came to Aotearoa from Suva on the Matua in 1946, joins us now to talk more, share more of her dad's story as well as her family, and more of the interactive as part of the new exhibition. Nisan Bulavinaka, Marosui 4, and all those other ones, Scottish, Tongariro, Aloha as well, Hawaiian there. Oh my goodness. Good afternoon, Melanie.
Nisambula. Hi, Brian.
Hello, and thank you so much for joining us this afternoon, Melanie, to share your incredible story. Thank you so much for joining us. Well, please give us an overview of your family story, the history, and for our listeners, please, and viewers.
Oh, sure thing. So, my history in Tāmaki goes back to when my parents arrived there from their respective places. My father came from Suva in 1946 on the Matua, as you mentioned. He was coming to finish his electrician's ticket to get qualified to take that qualification back to Suva. But he met my mother and they had other plans. So He ended up staying here in New Zealand for the rest of his life. My mother also came here by boat on the Nevada from, she actually came from India where she'd been living in her early years. So they met here and my story started in Tāmaki some years later in 1961, where I was born in Mount Roskill and lived there with my six older sisters and my parents until about 1964 when we moved to Kawerau for a period.
Seven sisters in total, is it?
Yes, six sisters, yes.
Oh my gosh, that's incredible.
And I'm the youngest.
Yes. So, you know, from...
Some would say lucky.
Well, yes indeed. Many would say very blessed indeed, Melanie. Now, Melanie, as a child growing up, what were some of the memories that, Dad in particular shared about, first coming to New Zealand from the Pacific Islands and how that was for him here in Auckland at that time, 1946?
Right. Well, he came to, as I said, to get his electrician's ticket. He boarded in a house on Hepburn Street in Freeman's Bay when he first arrived. He described his, I was very lucky in his later years, I actually was doing some research for a poem that I was writing, and I was asking him specifically about his journey to Aotearoa on the Matua. And so I just feel so lucky that we had that time together and that I actually wrote down what he was saying about the trip here. He described the trip and his memories of the people on board the Matua. He remembers sharing a cabin with two Pākehā men who were sleeping on the bunks and he was sleeping on the floor. One of the men's name was Bob Jin, and he was coming to Aotearoa from Fiji to reunite with his wife, having promised her that he would be giving up alcohol. But Dad said he remembers him just being so drunk the entire trip that he and actually falling asleep on the bathroom floor during the trip. So I don't know how that worked out for him and his whānau, but I hope it was okay.
Well, with a surname Jin, there's a lot to be said there, isn't there? Now,
I actually wondered if that was a nickname, but I see the name Bob Gin actually on the passenger list with Dad, so that was his name.
Now, Melanie, with regards to the display itself, I understand it's an interactive display as part of the new exhibition Tāmaki Heading a Waka Stories of Auckland. Can you tell us some more about that side of it?
Well, I just feel so privileged to be part of this project. So basically, there are three people interviewed that have got connections to the Mātua journeys. One was the child of her parents came over on the Mātua, and then there was another person who was working on the Mātua, and then there was myself who had, my father came over on the Mātua. So there's the video of the three of us talking about our stories and memories that have been passed down to us from our parents or our own personal experience. And then there's also our stories have been animated. So it's really great. The attention to detail and the way our stories have been honoured just feels really, really special. So, yeah, there's an animated version of my father's journey here on the Mātua, and I just feel so lucky to have that, to be part of that.
And to be able to share that not only with the family but with the wider Auckland community that can come out and see that, hey, that must be an incredible indeed.
It's really special. Yeah. It's really special, and I know my father would have been so chuffed about it as well. He would have loved it.
Now, for yourself and Dad's story, Keva, which village in Fiji was he from?
He was actually from Suva.
Now, the involvement, how did you and the family or, the story become part of the new exhibition, Melanie? How did that come about?
That's a good question. I had the privilege of being on the Pacific Advisory Group for the museum for a period that was set up about... Well, I'm going to have to guess here about 6 years ago, and I was on the Pacific Advisory for about 5 years. So I was very close to the curators who were sort of pitching stories for the exhibition, and I think it just sort of came out of that, they were looking for people who had stories of family members travelling on the Mātua, and so... I was in the right place at the right time, I guess. Full disclosure too, one of the curators of the exhibition is actually my sister, Andrea Lowe. So, I have family connections as well.
And we've had Andrea on the show previously. Amazing. Oh, that's wonderful.
Now,
for yourself and the family, going to the exhibition for the first time and then seeing your story, Dad's story there for all to hear and to see, what was that like for you and your family, Melanie?
It was just so special, Brian. I probably can't do it justice. It was very humbling, and I just feel like our stories were really honoured and told respectfully, displayed, presented to the public respectfully. And I really appreciate that so much, that feeling of, I guess I'd call it cultural safety. I just felt like it was a safe place to share.
And your thoughts on the overall exhibition? What did you think when you went along?
Oh, it was amazing. I don't know if you have actually made it to the exhibition yourself, have you?
Yes.
Yeah. I just loved it. I loved the as you were talking about before, the rich tapestry. I felt like there's some really exciting and interesting Pacific dimension to the stories. And, that's just so important because that is such a significant part of what Tāmaki Makaurau is today. So, I was very excited about that.
It was awesome too, because I did see a number of, Pacific stories, as part of the exhibition, and to honour the great contribution of Pasifika to, Auckland, and of course to, the country over the years. Was was just amazing indeed. For yourself and the family, when you think about legacy. Sorry, how long ago since Dad passed?
That would be over 10 years now.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
I don't have the year off the top of my head. Isn't that funny?
No, not at all. Now, for you and the family, when you think about this story, the New Horizon Dad Give a Low story, and being part of this exhibition, what do you, when you think about the word legacy and how this being part of the exhibition, but also just the legacy, Dad's legacy, through you and your sisters and the the grandchildren, Melanie?
I feel really honoured to have been able to tell some of Dad's story. And as I mentioned before, I think he would have loved to have been part of this as well. So I feel like I have honoured his memory, but also I think, for my daughters and for my nieces and my cousins and my, my much wider extended family in Auckland and around Aotearoa, I just feel like it's a real privilege to have been able to share that through the museum with their visitors and, with my family. And I feel very lucky.
And it's been a great privilege speaking with you this afternoon as well, Melanie. Melanie Rand, thank you so much for joining us this afternoon and sharing your wonderful journey, or Dad's journey to Aotearoa. Really appreciate it. And to you and the family, all the very best. Vinaka Vakalevu. Thank you, dear.
Vinaka. Thank you, Brian.
Vinaka. And for our listeners and online viewers as well, especially in Auckland, Tamaki Heading a Waka, Stories of Auckland, open now. It's a brand new gallery sharing the stories of the people and places that make up Tamaki Makaurau Auckland. And of course, Tamaki Heading a Waka means, or it translates, the gathering place of many waka. And again, it explores Auckland's past, present and future through stories, interactive experiences, and more than 500 collection objects.